91X News.
It's 16 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Old Highway 2 will be shut down at CFB Trenton today from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. tomorrow. The delays are in order to accommodate the construction of a new pedestrian bridge over the highway. Commuters are recommended to plan a detour via RCAF Road or White's Road. A team of Canadian, German, and American scientists have decoded the genetic sequence of the bacteria that is believed to have caused the death of, or caused the Black Death. Hendrik Poyner of McMaster University in Hamilton says that at the moment, scientists can't tell from the genetic code why the bacteria killed 50 million people in Europe in the mid-14th century.
So there are a handful of substitutions which are quite interesting, which are worth following up on. But I can't say that within that, in addition to that, that we found a particularly smoking set of guns that might explain that.
Poyner runs McMaster's Ancient DNA Center. His team reconstructed the genetic code for Yersinia pestis, or plague, from DNA fragment recovered from the teeth of plague victims buried in a mass grave in London, England. The Royal Canadian Legion says veterans programs should be protected from proposed government spending cuts. Legion President Pat Vargas says the government has a moral debt to veterans and should exempt their benefit from the cuts. The government has asked all departments to offer budget cuts of 5% and 10% in a major spending review. The proposals are being studied by the cabinet. But Vargas says any programs, services, or benefits for vets should be exempt both from the review and any eventual spending reductions. He says President Barack Obama recently promised American veterans that they wouldn't be hit by a similar spending review in the United States. BlackBerry maker Research in Motion says it's working night and day to restore all of its services to normal levels. Reporter Alex Stone tells us technical glitches have affected millions of BlackBerry users around the world. Recently, these problems have spread to Canada, with sporadic outages and delays reported for the smartphone's text and email services.
Many BlackBerry users haven't received any email since early today. In a statement to ABC News, BlackBerry's maker, Research in Motion, says subscribers in the Americas may be experiencing intermittent service delays. We're working to resolve the situation. This comes on the heels of a BlackBerry outage in other parts of the world earlier this week.
It's the third day of problems for RIM as it struggles to fix what it calls a failure within the company's own infrastructure. The orgy of vandalism and repressive policing of the G20 summit 16 months ago is casting a chill as protesters prepare to occupy Bay Street this weekend. For many involved in the pending protests, memories of the violence on that weekend in June last year remain fresh. Crews have recovered the body of a construction worker who was killed Tuesday when a drilling rig collapsed at Toronto's York University. The 25-year-old man was killed and five others were injured at the accident site at the site of the future York University subway station. That's 91X News at 2:03. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
The American League Championship Series continues with an afternoon game today. Detroit will send Rick Porcello to the mound against lefty Matt Harrison. The Tigers can tie the series at two games apiece with a win. There is also action in the National League, with the Brewers sending ace Giovanni Gallardo to face Chris Carpenter. St. Louis and Milwaukee are currently tied at one win each. The Chicago Cubs are looking to make a move in the front office to help end their 103-year championship drought. Sources say Boston Red Sox manager Theo Epstein is poised to make the move to Chicago in the next 48 hours. Epstein helped build the 2004 World Series champion Red Sox team to end their 86-year drought. Two record-breaking performances have earned Montreal's Anthony Calvillo and BC's Paul McCallum CFL Weekly Honors. Calvillo was named Offensive Player of the Week after breaking Pro Football's all-time passing yards record on Monday. McCallum's 30th consecutive field goal Saturday helped him earn Special Teams Honors of the Week. Alouettes defensive end Anwar Stewart took home defensive honors with three tackles and two sacks. Jerome Messam of the Eskimos was named the top Canadian after rushing for 118 yards and a touchdown. The Houston Texans added depth at receiver after picking up Derek Mason today from the Jets. The 37-year-old struggled to start the season with just 115 yards receiving. Mason signed with the Jets in August, but was benched in favor of rookie Jeremy Curley. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
This is 91X Weather. Today, cloudy, a few showers beginning in the afternoon, a high of 19, and a UV index of 3 or moderate. Tonight, showers with a low of 12. Thursday, showers late in the morning, then cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Wind becoming east 20 kilometers an hour late in the evening with a high of 17. Friday, showers with a low of 15 and a high of 18. It's 16 degrees, and I'm Sam Norman with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. Next is News at 3.